If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. The microbes that we know that are essentially so healthy for us, where do they actually come from? Where did we actually get covered in these microbes from?
Well, Rupi, until recently, we actually thought that we were born sterile. So we thought that in our mum's tummy, we actually had no bacteria in us. And it was a vaginal birth where we started, you know, to grow these bacteria. But we actually find out that we contain bacteria while we're living in our mum's tummy. So we actually have some already to start with, which come from our mum. But of course, very few and very low diversity. Most of our microbes come into us when we're birthed. So we're inoculated by our mother's vaginal and fecal microbiota as well. So that's why there's quite a vast difference in our bacteria if you're born vaginally or via C-section.
Gotcha.
But that's only for the first couple of months.
Yeah.
We then, through breast milk, also increase the diversity of our gut bacteria. And then things like food. You know, there's actually quite a lot of different microorganisms in food, as well as the prebiotics in certain types of food, which feed the bacteria and grow. And the most important one is really the environment. So, you know, if we grow out in the farm, we're playing with dirt, which is actually really important.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I did. I was playing with some pretty gross things very early on in life, which I attribute now to my pretty good immune system, I think. So, yeah, you know, letting the kids get a little bit dirty is actually quite good for the diversity of their gut microbiota. But by the age of around three, we think our microbiota is quite stable. And what, you know, is really intriguing is that diet is the number one, you know, influencer of our gut microbiota. So what we eat has a huge impact.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you mentioned the word microbiota. We've also heard the term microbiome as well.
What
actually is the microbiota?
So the microbiota is the trillions of microorganisms, which includes not just bacteria, although I know a lot of people refer to just the bacteria, but it's other things like parasites, viruses, and even fungi like yeast. And together, they're actually really beneficial. I know a lot of people freak out when they hear, oh my God, a virus! But together, they have this synergistic relationship as well as with human cells, and they work together really, you know, to help us be healthy.
That's quite a foreign...
If we look after them,
it's quite a foreign subject, isn't it, to think of these microbes, like you said, different types of bacteria, but also viruses, nematodes, etc., as helping us, as something that is beneficial for us. What kind of proportion are we talking about? What percentage of these microbes actually helping us versus the ones that are pathogenic or detrimental to our health?
So over 95% of the bacteria that we're aware of are actually really beneficial.
That's incredible.
And the ones living in us, I'd say 99%. And it's not just necessarily about saying that a bacteria is bad or good. It's about the environment that it's in. And if it's growing too much, then it could become bad. But if it's in a, you know, a smaller ratio, it's actually probably doing us some benefit. So it's not so so black and white to say that something's bad or good.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, in the right environment.
Yeah.
Which comes again back to what we feed it.
Yeah,
right?
Totally, yeah. And it's quite strange again, like during medical school, I learned a lot about different types of bacteria and how we need to kill them. But now I'm learning about, okay, these types of bacteria can actually serve a benefit to the human host if in the right quantities and they're actually in balance with other ones. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is such amazing discovery. And I think it was in the 19th century when they first thought, you know, bacteria were completely bad. They'd killed millions of people from, you know, infections such as anthrax and things like that. And they're having vaccines. So they're really trying to kill all the bacteria.
Mm.
And then, you know, a couple of years after that, actually, Ali Metchnikoff.
Okay. Ali Metchnikoff, right. Yeah.
He's the founder, I guess, of the probiotic concept, kind of started to identify that, hey, guys, maybe some bacteria are actually good. We shouldn't be killing them all.
Yeah.
And so from then on, we started to have this thought that, you know what? These living organisms in us, we can actually, you know, utilize them and work with them.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.